Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of faking, like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, 'cause you never imagined. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just break through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
So live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just left you down.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that all is well with you. And once again, this is the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. And it's definitely a blessing tonight for me to have my voice back. For the last 5 days, I have not had a little bit of laryngitis that caused by my sinus infection. And I'm so thankful to be able to have most of my voice. I think you can understand me tonight. And, as you get older, you think that you won't be able to catch all these little germs out there, but I caught it from my grandbabies. Both of them had sinus problem, ear infection, congestion, and all of that just triggered over to me. But thank God that all three of us was on antibiotics. So I just took my last pill today, and my throat is still a little scratchy a little bit, but it's much better than it was. I didn't know at this time in my life I would have, you can have ear infection at any age, I guess. So, but that was part of this little bug that was going around. Each one of them went to the doctor and was diagnosed also with an ear infection as well, also running temperature and congestion. And I got those same symptoms, but mine just went, it stayed up in my nasal area, in my ears. So it went from one part of my head to the other. It came, started with my throat. It went from my throat to my nasal area to my ears, and now it's back to my throat. So I'm hoping that overnight I'm going to do some more home remedy, and hopefully tomorrow it'll be all cleared up. But most people that have had this bug, they said it normally lasts more than a week, but I'm claiming victory tonight. But thank God I am able to talk and be on the show tonight. Well, tonight we're going to talk about grace, G-R-A-C-E. And I'm going to give you the definition for those different letters, G-R-A-C-E, as I go along. I want you to join me and travel on this journey of living by grace. But first, let's go over two scriptures I want to go over. and I'm going to talk about, read them in different versions, because I want you to understand what grace is all about as you go on this journey with me. Well, in Ephesians, the second chapter, the 8th to the 9th verse. That's Ephesians, the second chapter, the 8th through the 9th. First, I'm going to read it in the International Version. That's the NIV. It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not for, not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Well, in the Living Bible version, it says, and listen carefully, "Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ. And even trusting is not of yourselves. It is too, is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good we have done, so none of us can take any credit for it." So just knowing that, what a lot of people who, when they come famous and they do all these different things, accomplish all these things, it's by grace and mercy from our Heavenly Father. Even though we boast, brag, or whatever, about what we have accomplished, our titles, doctors, lawyers, or whatever, we shouldn't take the credit for it. I mean, we put lots of work into it, but by grace and mercy, it was our Heavenly Father. So let me read this again in a Living Version again. "Because of his kindness, you have been saved through trusting Christ, and even trusting is not of ours, of yourselves. It is too a gift from God. Salvation, not a reward for the good that we have done, so none of us can take any credit of it." Now, I also want to read something else, too, relating to my topic. In Psalms 84:11, "The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing can be withheld from those who walk is blameless." In the Good News translation, it says, "The Lord is my protector and glorious king, blessing us with kindness and honor. He does not refuse any good thing to those who do what is right." Yes, just exactly what it says. And I wanted to read those in the two different versions, because sometimes when you read the King James Version, it doesn't clarify very well sometimes for exactly what God is trying to say to you. So I like to do the different versions so you can see exactly what it says. But let's continue this journey with me, living by grace. In 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, the 9th verse, it says, "You know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich." Now, think about it. Jesus came into this world, even though that he was with the Father, the right hand of the Father. And you know the Father kingdom is something probably is so amazing that we'll be speechless when we arrive there. But he lived like a king. He didn't have to want for anything. But he came to this earth. And you know, he never really had a home. He walked this earth. He always walked. He didn't ride. He rode the donkey for a short period of time. But he came here, and he was born in a manger. Didn't even have a bed like I have in my room with nice linen on it and decorative and everything. Jesus never had those things. He came, yes, he came here as a poor man. He walked in poverty, but he was rich before he came here. He was not poor. He was not needy. He was not in poverty. I mean, when he laid and rested at night, it was always on the ground somewhere. Very seldom that he was able to rest on I know he was invited to many of the different people as he journeyed in the Bible, with Martha and Mary and a lot of the other people in the Bible. But did they have beds, or what did they sleep on? Those were the blessed places that he slept. But most of the time, it was out in the wilderness. So just knowing that the grace and mercy that God has given us, we should always be appreciative in the way we live. Even though we want more things and want, just like I said, I want my house renovated because I have not done things to it lately. I have done things to it in the past. But at this point in my life, I want to do more with it. But Jesus, when he was here, he didn't have that opportunity to live in a nice and big mansion or whatever. But by his grace, look what he's doing for his grace and mercy, how he loves us. Let me continue on with some more scripture. Grace is an energy, not a mere sentiment, not a mere thought of the Almighty, not even a word of the Almighty. It is as real as energy, as the energy of electricity. It is divine energy. It is the energy of divine affection rolling into plenteous towards the shore of human need. Through many danger, I'm sure you've heard this expression before. Through many danger, toil, and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all. That is coming from Titus, the second chapter, 11th verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we withheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's coming from John, the first chapter, 1 verse 1 and 14. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, and now I see. I'm sure you've heard part of that, a famous song about amazing grace. God's grace is unmeasurable, eternal, overwhelming, perfect, and lavish, yet free, undeserved, enlightened, unincomprehensible, glorious, divine, yet available. Grace is available to us at any time. Our grace and mercy. I need to just ask for it. It is abounding and astounding. God's grace is amazing. Yes, it is amazing. Just like the song that says, amazing grace. God has saved us and called us with a loving calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That's coming from 2 Timothy 1:9. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. That's 2 Peter 3:18. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. Just know grace comes from God. His gift, his love for us. Once I knew what it was to rest upon the rock of God's promises, and it was instead a precious resting place. But now I rest in his grace. He's teaching me that the bosom of his love is a far sweeter resting place than even the rock of his promises. Let us therefore come boldly upon the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the times of our needs. That's Hebrews 16. Yes, God will give you grace and mercy. We also have access, coming from Romans 5:2, we also have access by faith into his grace. Rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. By his grace and mercy. As grace is first from God, so it is continuously from him, as much as a light is all day long from the sun, as well as at first dawn or at sun rising. Yes, grace is always available to us. His grace and mercy. His love, unconditional love. In Ephesians, the first chapter, 6 through 7 says, to the praise of the glory, of his grace, within he has made us accepted in the beloved. In him we gave redemption, the forgiveness of his sin, according to the riches of his grace. Grace come into the soul as the morning into the world, first adorning like a light, and at last the sun is in his full and excellent brightness. In 1 Corinthians it says, 15th chapter, the 10th verse, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. Grace is given not because we have done good works, but in order that we may be able to do them. Let me read that again. Grace is given not because we have done good works, but in order that we may be able to do them. God's grace is a rainbow against even the darkest sky. And I mentioned at the beginning that I would tell you what grace means. G-R-A-C-E, God riches at Christ's expense. God riches at Christ's expense. Yes, his only begotten Son came to the world to save us from our sins. The love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God, to allow his Son to come here, his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. The love of Jesus, God's riches at Christ's expense. G G-R-A-C-E. I have a sticker on my computer that says, I am a child of God, and through God's grace, I am deserving of every blessing. Through grace, through his love, through his mercy, I am deserving of every blessing. I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be. But still, I am not what I used to be. And by the grace of God, I am what I am. Let me read that again. I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be. But still, I am what I used to be. I am not what I used to be. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. May God be the glory. I read before in Psalms 84:11. I'm going to repeat that again. I'm reading it in another version. The Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walks uprightly. So walk in his word. Be obedient and know that his love is unconditional and his grace and mercy is always there for us. All we have to do is accept it. God's grace and mercy. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficient in all things may abound to every good work. That's coming from 2 Corinthians 9:8. And ending my, in ending my message tonight on grace, grace is but glory begun, and glory is the grace by grace perfected. In 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 9th verse, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Living by grace, the gift that God has given us. Live according to his word. Be obedient to his word. Be committed to his word. And be blessed by it. May God be the glory. The reading of his word. I do have another, a couple of announcements. The first announcement is there's a couple of events that's going on in the month of June. Because I can't believe that May is almost gone. This coming weekend is Memorial Weekend. And we have a few more days after that, and it'll be the end of May, going into June. It's so amazing how time is flying by. Life is not staying still for nobody. We must make good in what we do, especially for others. And I also want to, two announcements. The book I read from tonight about grace, living by grace. My neighbor, Regina Kendall, she lost her husband 6 months ago, and she's become a part of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. And there are some things that I've done in the past for her through the ministry. And her house, and as I look out my bedroom window, I see her house. And she brought me over a gift after our meeting on Saturday. We had our monthly meeting Saturday, which was very successful. And at the time, I couldn't talk much. Sheila was there, and she pretty much conducted most of the meeting. But she came back after she left and brought a gift to me. And she, there were several things that included in her gift was this book, a couple of cards, and a beautiful set with lotion and body gel and all that stuff. It was beautiful. But I started reading this book, and I couldn't put it down. And I went through the whole book at the time that I began looking at her gift. And I thought that I wanted to share what the book talked about, living by grace. And I hope that you all enjoyed it. It's a wonderful, you know, sometimes the gift is not just for you. When someone gives you a gift, it's not just for you. It's to share. Because I have plenty of books that have been given to me by friends, family that they've given me for maybe a birthday gift, a Mother's Day gift, or something of that nature. But it's always a gift that I always share with others because these words about grace, what I got from it, I wanted to share. So this gift wasn't just for me. It was for me to share it with others. And I hope that you enjoyed it tonight. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention is we are having a panel discussion, and that is coming up on the Saturday before Father's Day, the day before, from 9 to 11 a.m., and we are having at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We are having several of the widows will be on the panel and discuss their journey through grief, and also talk about some of the stories that they wrote in our new release book, A Widow's Touch. Also, we have other authors that are part of the book will be there as well. And we're going to have questions and answers for anyone that's struggling going through different things and they feel that they're going crazy because certain things that they're doing. Come and get firsthand experience from women who have shared their journey through grief. And this is, again, on June 17th, the Saturday, and it's from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, and we will have a continental breakfast. So I hope that you'll be able to come as well. And I thank you again for tuning in tonight. It's only have 2 minutes left. Thank you for continuing supporting us in this ministry. We have books that you can go on Amazon.com and purchase one of our books for $14.99. If you purchase several, you'll get a discount. And you, also, you can get them from me for $15. We are having a discount in the month of June. So next Tuesday, I'll discuss that as far as when we begin, and a discount price for that. So I hope that you've enjoyed the show tonight, Living by Grace. And tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. Good night.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing and all creation heard. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can stand. I am healer, mender of broken hearts, Alpha Omega, your destiny and where you start. I am the one who does impossible. Just let me be who I am to you. That's who I am. Just let me be who I am for you. I am the one who sees a need and always provides. I am the one whose name is a tower where you can run and hide. I am he who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, let me be.